All right, welcome Fairway Fit fans, and welcome back to the Fairway Fit podcast. This is Brad, and I have Greg here. Greg, how are we doing tonight?
We're doing great. Of course, Greg, always good to see you.
I feel like we haven't talked in forever, although we pretty much talk every single day through text, through different things, but I feel like we have not been on air in quite some time. If you've listened to our last couple of episodes, we've had some outstanding interviews and outstanding guests on. Please check them out, but we are back. And one thing, I think we need to start talking about us. We need to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Need a little me time.
So I think we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. I think we let our fans know where we are and our goals and talk about what we got coming up here in about a little over 10 days or so. We'll be on the road again. And you know what that means? That means major number three is coming up as well.
Turning point for me.
Maybe shutdown point, turning point. No, I don't know.
You never know. Maybe I've just been trying to build and throw in an extra stroke here and there in order to help me out, you know, win.
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I haven't seen some of your scores lately and a couple things. And sometimes I think that might be the case.
It's all right. If you remember correctly, when you were my boss, I always told you one thing. There's always a method to my madness. And that's the mindset I'm keeping right now.
Yeah, you did tell me that a lot. And I do remember one time at one of your matches, I remember looking at you and it was like a 25 or 30 point deficit.
It was 27-0.
27-0. And I literally looked at you and be like, dude, you're seriously about to get fired. And you said, don't worry, I got this. And sure enough, before we knew it, we was tied up. We took the lead and
won 42-27.
I was gonna say, I think we won. I think you knew two matches beforehand and you started to get excited. And
I'm pretty sure I looked over at you when you, and it wasn't like you telling me you're gonna get fired. It was just a it was a WTF that you mouthed to me from clear across a gym. And I remember looking at you, giving you the calm down, and then I think I pointed to my eyes and pointed to the mat and just told you, watch, and boom. Yeah. Had 8 straight pins in a row, 142-27.
Yeah, that was I remember that. That was a good night, definitely. That was a good night, definitely, when we were working together. But, man, I do remember that, and I was like, just this is not what he told me how it was going to happen. He said it was going to be a good match.
We rang the bell that night.
We did. I'll be honest, we rang the bell a lot. I hope they're still ringing the bell. I'm not sure if they're still doing that or not, but I hope they
haven't are. Haven't seen it once in 2 years.
That's disappointing. But anyway, we are going to talk about, like I said, we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. I would say let's start off with some good. And I know definitely for me, and something that we're very passionate about, and I continue to say on all of our episodes, is the way we prepare ourselves to hit our goals. And yes, we have golf goals and we have everything, but we do have fitness goals that we're doing. And I know for myself, and maybe a couple episodes ago, we talked about some things that I could do to get ready for our next coming trip. And I can't be more ecstatic. I am 4 to 5 days in the weight room. I have upped my weights and I feel great. And my mileage is pretty much about the same. I've worked in some more speed training type things, but I am definitely incorporating some of the bigger lifts where I like what you said and what you suggested of I'm bringing it down to four, five, six reps. I think I do a couple 5-rep ones and I do a couple 6-rep ones. I'm still not doing astronomical amount of weight. I'm not doing weight that I did when I was playing ball way back in the day.
Yeah, you don't need to be squatting 400 pounds.
No, but I'm getting up there and I added a box squat just because I think putting a lot of that weight on is on my back. I just
safety's key. Safety's
why.
Key.
But man, I've been crushing it. And I think the best way I could say is why my lifts or my workouts have been doing so good. 4, 5, 6 weeks ago when I go by my watch, I have a Garmin. I go by my Garmin, and my Garmin gives me my recovery after my runs and after my workouts. And I would pretty much live Monday through Friday with needing rest. I knew that. I lived how it would be. Normally, I would start off where I need 24 hours rest for another workout, this and that. But by the end of the week, I'd get up to where I needed 40 hours, 50 hours. I would tell you right now, my hours after a good 40-minute session and 2 to 3 mile run, I'm 10-hour recovery time. So my body feels incredible. And what I've been doing is taking off on the weekends. And I would tell you, sometimes on the weekends, I feel more sore or achy. And I think it's just because I'm not getting that early workout in. And maybe
motion,
not
being a, motion is lotion.
Motion is lotion.
If I'm 100%, motion is lotion is your saying.
So I'm saying that I need, it's because I don't get my work. I move around. Obviously, I'm not doing nothing with the kids' games and everything, traveling. I just don't get up right away where I'm not in my routine. So I would say definitely one of my good things. I have been crushing it in the weight room. I know I've got one more good solid week coming up, and even my endurance times, my mileage times have gotten where I'm more in zone two more consistently instead of pushing it into zone three on my easy runs. Then obviously I have said I've been incorporating a couple of those hard 2 miles. I found a running buddy at work, which he comes with me maybe once or twice a week.
Really?
Yeah, the football coach there, I got running with me, and he's all in on us. He listens to us. And
Is he keeping up? Is he pushing
him? How's it go? He's like your size. He's a super small dude. He doesn't do a lot of mileage, but he's flat out said that I've encouraged him and motivated him, and he's challenged his staff to do a lot of different workouts. So he's usually always in the weight room around the times that I am, but he's finally like, hey, how far are you going today? And I only do 2 to 3 miles, and then I have one day a week where I push the 5 or 6, but he's kind of tag along. And I'm like, sure, come on. If he says yes, cool. If he says no, I'm still going. And he does always say, he goes, the only thing that's consistent at Dominion is you working out in the mornings, which is how I've been. So I definitely can knock that out for a good one. I love the fitness aspect. I've incorporated a lot of golf exercises, and you can probably see some of our exercises as we get our website up and running, and you can check it out if you are looking for some new ideas. But how are you? I know we talk every day, but how are your workouts doing?
So I've changed up the workout plan again. I've gone like Mach 7 now. I've gone back to 7 days a week training. Now, granted, 2 days a week, my weekends are a little bit busy with kids and everything like that and being home all weekend long. But I am a weight room 5 days a week, and I get a run in 7 days a week. I'm pushing about 16 to 17 miles a week. Nothing bad. Really trying to stick to 2 miles a day during the week, and then I'll throw in a 5K every once in a while during the week, and then I usually run 2-3 mile runs or a 5K every Saturday and Sunday. I have not pushed back out to like the 5 miles and 6 mile runs like I used to do. Really, it's just I don't have time to do it. I don't have the 45 minutes to an hour. I can knock 3 miles out in 25, 26 minutes, and it's good to go. Even on a cruise run, if I go a little bit harder, maybe I'd be able to get down towards a competitive 5K race. But I'm actually killing it in the weight room. It's one of those things where I think that I've started tracking all of my weights and reps and everything like that on each and every workout, and making sure that I'm tracking how much weight I'm moving throughout the entirety of workouts. And it's crazy when you see that how much weight you can move in a 45 minute period of time. Like if you're talking about counting how much weight you would move each and every single rep, like I've had upper body days where I'm moving close to 18,000 pounds in a matter of 45 minutes. And that's over 390 reps. But at the same time, like, it's pretty cool. Body's feeling great. I'm feeling actually really good.
18,000. I'm trying to think in my head, if I'm doing a circuit of 4 exercises, 5 rounds, anywhere between dumbbells of 25s, 30s, that's 50 pounds. I mean, I wouldn't even be able to calculate that. I need 2 calculators to get that high. Not that I'm doing a lot of weight. I just need 2 calculators to check my math to see if I'm getting up there.
That's why shout out to Whoop, where you can actually go into your workouts and actually build all of them, and then it'll give you the absolute tonnage and how many reps you've done and everything like that, and track your heart rate and everything like that. So I've just discovered that with Whoop, is being able to build my own workouts inside the Whoop app. And I've been doing that, and just an extra level of accountability. And it's actually really cool, because even when after each and every workout, I'll go and process that workout, and I'll be able to go in and change, like, input exactly what weights I use that day. And Whoop's one of those where we'll be like, if anything changed in that workout, they'll be like, this is a new PR for you. This workout was 350 pounds heavier than you did the last 2 weeks. And it'll give you an update. It's good to have that. I know it's from AI. Okay. I understand it's an AI guy, but an attaboy from an app is just as good as an attaboy from a real person.
It's an algorithm. Just like my watch. I know yours, the Whoop's a little bit more detailed, and I know Whoop is a big PGA contributor. I know that was something they were doing for a long time.
Yeah, me and Ray wear it. It's just,
yeah, I mean, I'm assuming they still do.
He's leaving the Whoop on and taking the ring off.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. That was good. You probably thought about that one for a while.
I did not. That just popped in my head, but I'm leaving my ring on.
So I know, my watch, that does give me running advice and different things, and it probably could give me weight room advice. I don't go in there specifically and track nearly as much as you do, although I love the data that you're getting. Does Whoop give you advice and different things that they want you to improve, enhance, work on, and different things?
Whoop has almost like a Siri or Alexa, if you will, where I could literally type in there one day. I could be like, listen, I want to stay within my optimal stress range today, or strain range, I'm sorry. But I want to lift and I want to run. Give me a workout for today. And literally AI will spit out a workout for me.
Okay. Wow. Have you done one of those workouts, or do you stick with what you've created?
I have not. I'm wholesome to myself. I try not to be beat by AI.
That doesn't surprise me one bit. Don't worry about that. I am too. It's hard to break away. I'm actually proud of being able to break away what I was doing for so long with the higher reps. And it feels good. I'm not putting up monster weight, nothing to brag about, but I definitely feel good. I definitely got to get that motivation pump ready to go right before a bench or different things. And then really added in a lot of mobility in the last couple of weeks. And I think it's really helped my running. I'd get runner's knee quite a bit. And I think being able to stretch out, it's more or less, I think that upper quad stretching that out helps my behind the knee pain, which is basically what runner's knee is. And it's not a lot that I'm doing. It's just enough to, I don't know. It just makes me feel better. Like I'm with you. I definitely give myself a thumbs up on I'm just crushing the weight room. I could see it playing golf. My yardages are long. I'm definitely feeling like I'm hitting clubs a lot longer than I was 12, 14, 15, 16 months ago. And one thing I definitely feel is the endurance. I am in my course, I walk a ton and I just don't even get tired. Like, it's a lot. I still put the bag. I actually had a friend of mine gave me a pull cart, and it's a pretty decent one. It is 8-9 years old, but there's nothing wrong with it. He upgraded his, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just going to look for one just because our course is so hilly. And he goes, oh, why don't you take mine? And I just feel more comfortable with the bag on my back. And I don't know. I don't know about you, but I've definitely been feeling it in golf that I don't know if I'm hitting it further, but I feel like I can hit longer at the range. I can do things longer. I have more energy when I get home to go play, opposed to being tired after a long day as well, too. So that's.
I will say that I can't say that I've been hitting the ball further consistently, but I will say this, that whatever I figured out on Thursday, which is what, 3 days ago, 4 days ago, that I basically can now hit the ball further without feeling like I'm swinging harder. Yeah. And that's something that's ridiculous and something that like I'm happy to feel. And I can say that my endurance on the golf course is great because since I've been sucking so much and I've been swinging the club so many times that, really, like I'm getting the ultimate amount of reps in every single round that I'm playing to the point where I'm not tired at the end or anything like that. I'm not having that. Like I've been playing with guys that are younger than me and I won't name names or anything like that, but basically it was be a couple years younger than me. And next thing I'll be still playing and they'll be like, oh man, my back's hurting. Oh man, shoulder's hurting and whatnot. And I'll be able to go longer than they will.
That's good. It makes a huge difference. I'm not sure. I actually figured out a way I could take a picture of us So I was going to take a picture and maybe post it as doing our thing, crop it a little bit. That's kind of what I was looking at, two different things at one time.
I got you. But now how can I go to like back to the live?
Oh, you saw it? You saw the 5-4-3-2 countdown?
Yeah, and then it just basically...
Yeah, it went to a separate screen. I got lost there. I just hit download, so hopefully it downloaded the picture.
Gotcha.
So
I can't see anymore.
All right, hold on. Let's go back to it. All right. Yeah, it sounds like we've been crushing in the weight room, but let's talk about something that we've committed to, and that was obviously our goal is to get better through golf. I think we're doing... Health-wise, I could honestly say my nutrition could get better. It is what it is. I think I could say that for the rest of my life. But let's talk about golf. If you remember, we are probably about 5 months since we've made our commitment to getting better. Man, and we broke down. It
sounds so bad now.
Yeah.
We're 5 months in, and I'm what? Four strokes worse.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about it. So 5 months ago, we made a commitment and we laid out a plan and we laid out some goals. We had a blueprint. We talked about everything. And I would say, so if you remember, and I'm just going to refresh, your goals was to have more rounds in the 70s.
No, it was one round in the 70s.
Well, that's more than, I guess one is more than zero. So yeah, we'll stick with the more. We'll stick right with the now, more.
Can I update that to a round in the 80s?
No.
No, so, I'm going to keep it.
70s. And then round. You wanted to work your way towards a single digit handicap. And then mine was to have an even par round and then work my way down to a sub three. Three or I guess sub three handicap as well too. I know you've hinted at it, so let us have it. Where are your goals? How you stand? How do you feel?
My goals are, you know what? I'm going to keep them the same because I am a goal-oriented, goal-driven person, and I am going to still strive for that. I got all the way until October. Did we say that the end all be all of the actual season was going to be the turkey shootout? Or are we talking like October is going to be the end of the season?
I don't think we ever laid out when our final major is going to be, because regardless of our scoring, we're going to go through our five majors or season.
That's true.
I don't think we've laid out the exact major. I think we have major number four was somewhere around Labor Day, and then sometime before, obviously, you got busy again. So it could be Turkey Shootout. I don't really know how we would judge that one. But
actually, it can't be Turkey Shootout because – it can't be Turkey Shootout because I'm either wearing a Ricky Fowler orange getup or I'm caddying for you at Turkey Shootout. So it will be for then. I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time to fix it. I got plenty of time to right the ship and fix what's going on. I'm actually making huge strides now. I've actually bought in probably more than I've ever been bought in to bettering myself. And I will say I practice more now than I did when I was like having rounds in the low 80s all the time and having 70s rounds every now and again and playing good golf every single time I went out there. And it was one of those things where I've done a complete 180. So last time we talked, just us, not interviewing anybody or anything like that, I turned into Tin Cup and I had all of these swing aids. I had all of these swing thoughts. I had all of these trainers and aids and alignment sticks and everything like that. And I have
backwards, coin in the front pocket, tee behind the ear.
I was changing the coins over to my left pocket from my right. And I was holding a ball in my right hand pocket so that it would offset my left hip or and everything like that. And it was ridiculous. I looked like a jerk out on the golf course, but I've thrown all of that away. Not literally. It's still in the garage, but I am no longer carrying it with me to the driving range. I'm going back to trying to feel what feels natural, how I can repeat it, and making sure that like my swing feels like something I can repeat and work and make it serviceable. I don't care if I look like a PGA Tour golfer out there. I don't care if I get into a perfect backswing. I don't care if I get into a perfect position on playing on going down. All right. Right now I'm trying to play good golf. I'm no longer trying to get a perfect picture, perfect on camera golf swing.
Right. One thing we always said, we didn't want the vanity swing. We wanted to work with our swing. But before you throw away all those things, I know the Tour Striker was something that I actually thought could help you out a little bit with your takeaway as far as keeping that front, that back elbow more connected to the body. Is that the one you're holding on to, or have you?
It's still in the garage, but I feel like I have not filmed a swing yet since I realized this on Thursday when I went and played golf, but I found something that like legitimately made me just start flushing my irons on Thursday and really didn't have any problem with it. And it was extremely weird. It was something and here you go, IG, go to Instagram and or Twitter or YouTube videos where you sit there and listen to, you go down a deep, dark dive at 2 a.m. in the morning because you know me, I don't sleep.
You don't. I do know that.
One guy just randomly said, let your backhand fall asleep in your backhand or backswing. And I was like, what does that even mean? And legitimately, I was out on Thursday and I think I was on hole 5 and I had a 9-iron in on a par 5 after snap slicing my drive out of bounds, dropping, hit a 5-iron up to like a layup area, and then had a 9-iron in. And I just, that was my only swing thought, was just relax your back, relax your right hand and just let it fall asleep and just let the club fall down in the backswing. And did it, flushed it. And I was like, okay. I was like, okay, all right. Let's see if it works again. Obviously, the next hole, snap hooked my drive out of bounds, but then lateral dropped because we were playing quick. I didn't have to go back to the tee box, flushed another iron. And you know me, I could probably sit there and take 5-iron or hybrid off of the tee each and every time and be okay. But at the same time, like I need to play with driver. And for some reason, I can't get that thought process in my head with driver yet, but my irons, I was playing extremely well and hitting them well. So that's something that I'm going to continue to work on. I have been getting up early, and this sounds, I'm going to sound like a bad father. I've been taking my kids into daycare like earlier. I haven't been like getting them up late and hanging out and getting to work right on time. It's been more so where I've been taking them in, dropping them off at 8:15 at daycare. And I don't have to be at work until 9:30. I know I'm one of those lucky people, but I've been going to the range for 45, 50 minutes every single day. And I've been chipping and putting one day. I've been hitting. I'm not a person that's taking the full bag in there. I probably once a week, I'll take the full bag in there and play like a mental round where I'll go through, okay, here's a par 4 dog type thing and try and play a couple holes. But most of the time I'm taking 3 clubs in with me and working those. And it's working. Have I had my bad days? I've had plenty of voice notes I know that I've sent to you over the weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll toss those in here every now and again. But I did have one day where I hit 75 drivers, and I would probably guess maybe 5 or 6 of them were perfectly in play. The rest of them were all questionable, and probably a majority of them were out of bounds, dropping 2, hitting 3 off the tee. But driver is definitely still one thing that I need to get better at. I need to get in play if I want to actually score well and be able to take down the leader right now of the pack. And I'm not going to say any names. I'm not going to boost your confidence anymore, but I'm not dormy yet, but I can be pretty darn quick. So I'm continuing to, I like my mornings where I go and I hit balls and then I go to work and I get my workouts in during a lunch break or a planning period, or I teach strength and conditioning with kids. I'll sit there and work out right next to them, and I'll get my workouts in with them and show them how to work out, show them that your shirt being sweated through and you being able to wring out your shirt is the way that you work out.
You could teach any kid nowadays that it's okay to do something that's difficult. I don't think they realize. They think everything should be easy for them, and it's okay to try hard things that are difficult to do.
That's my motto right now with Elise. Elise is learning how to ride a pedal bike, and she'll stop a lot of the times and say, this is hard. And my motto to her is, you can do hard things.
Yeah, we have it. We actually hang in it. It's one of the verses that we hang in our house. So I know you've been hitting in the mornings, which I think has completely changed what I thought direction you were headed in golf, because for a long time you had this commitment, yet your commitment was not playing golf. It was just commitment to being better at golf. So I know you've been doing that. I think that's commendable. I think there's two things I would like to see you do, which I don't know if you can do this as easily as some. One, you got to remember, don't play golf swing, or don't play golf mechanics, play golf shots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hardest thing to do at the golf range, is to play golf shots. Because my 9-iron that goes 145, 150, 155, whatever it may be on the driving range, doesn't put the ball below my feet in a downhill lie into the wind with a tree that's going to make me move the ball a little bit right to left. So that's the hardest thing that I have. And I think any golfer has, is you can't always work on that stuff on the range. So you make sure to play golf. And then the second thing is the tee ball. You got to stop looking at your tee ball as being the driver and being the shot. It's a tee shot. So you have to look at your hole and figure out where your best landing area is to hit. And I'm saying that because I know we're about to go on a trip where I think we're going to end up playing a little bit shorter tees than we're used to playing. And if you look at golf courses, they are made from the back. They're not being made from the tees that we play for. So you have to look at landing areas and giving yourself the best opportunity to have a second look in, opposed to hitting to the neck of the fairway, because you're hitting driver 30 yards over the biggest part of the landing area just to hit driver when you don't need driver.
And it's so good when you flush it, though. It's like old school. It's so good once it hits your lips.
But when we tee it up for major number three, hit driver all day. I'm good with that. Hit driver all day.
I'm just gonna keep on sending you that I can't hit driver, so you go in there really confident, and then T1 when you're hitting like a hybrid off, because I'm gonna hit to this spot. I'm just gonna bomb one, and you're just gonna be like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take 18 pars, and I'll beat you all day.
I'll roll right past you.
Roll right past
me. They don't call me Tin Cup for anything.
Yeah,
I'm bringing Rome's with me. That's it. I'm bringing Rome's with you. I'm right there with you. He's probably right cheap there with now. You.
He probably is. Probably work for nothing. But I'm right there with you. I'm struggling a little bit with my driver as well. But I also know if it's not a hole that's a driver hole, you've got to recognize you don't need to hit driver, just because I get it. I'm with you, and I think that I like it at the thing too, but I also like scoring and getting in greens and being able to come back and say that I did such and shot such and such, keeping the big numbers off the scorecard. So that would be my advice to you. I'm not really, you take it as it is. You could take it more when you're my teammate during Gents Cup in a couple in about 10 days.
I don't know. Who knows? They might not pair us up together. They might spread us out. And actually, tell you the truth, now with my handicap being so bad and yours being low, we might get linked up now. Tell you the truth.
I would say that if they want you to score well, they would put you with me, because I'll caddy for you, and they know that you'd probably shoot your best round that you've shot. I'll say this year. I will tell you right now, they pair you up with me, you'll shoot mid low 80s,
or I'm gonna look like one of those PGA tour guys that argues with his caddy in the middle of the middle of the fairway.
I don't think so. Shut up!
I'm hitting the 5-iron.
But now I don't think so. I think I'll be able to pull that through you.
Okay, if we'll say this, if we get paired up and you play caddy for the round, we're buying mics, and we're going to be mic'd up that entire round.
I'm not buying anything, but yeah, we'll probably definitely do some recording. I'll give you that much. But no, I will say, dude, I bought into you hitting balls beforehand. Sometimes you just got to find time to do it. I don't have that time. I travel to work. You're 5 minutes from your work. I travel, so it's a little bit tougher, but I'm still finding a couple days a week to either hit balls, get out. It's been a busy last week, and I know it's a busy week coming. We've had a lot of rain in the season for youth sports, so we're trying to do a lot of makeups here. We were playing Friday. Yesterday we got rained out. Doubleheader today. Play tomorrow. Play Wednesday. Play Friday. Then Tegan plays on the weekend. So we got a lot going on. But I've been able to squeak out quite a few times and be lying to you if I haven't been playing pretty well. If you look at my grant's got me on a hot streak.
Yeah.
I think it's five of my last six rounds have been scoreable rounds towards the handicap. And I did go on an incline. I started at a 6.9. I actually went all the way up to a 10 before I turned it back around. I'm back at a 7.0 right now. But I will say that the big difference is 9 whole rounds. That's it. I will tell you that right now. I really think that my confidence has been so on an incline is because of the 9 whole rounds. I don't get out to play 18 enough, a lot, just for the amount of time that I have. But being able to play 9 whole rounds, I played last week, middle of the week. I took, honestly, my wife and both two of the three kids came out with us. We had a little family match. I really didn't have any interest of scoring until I chipped in on one. And it was like, hey, we'll see how this goes. I'll go ahead and record everything since we're still in the first tee. Went off and shot 37 with a 3-putt bogey. So on 8. And then I turned around the next day and I did no scoring and took 2 balls off every tee, took a couple shots in, worked my way around the green and just practiced the whole time with my youngest, who was pretty much practicing at the same time, who I will tell you what, she probably hits the ball better than all of us right now at 9 years old. So I've been able to score pretty well. I'm not hitting a lot of fairways, but I am hitting a lot of greens. I've really dialed in putting. I'd go once a week where I just do putting and chipping. I take my bag every time, but I don't even go up to the mats. I just go straight to the chipping area, try to do 20 to 30 minutes there, and then I go up and putt for 20 to 30 minutes. And it really has made a huge difference in, I think, everything. And I still get the 3-putt, but it's because I'm on the wrong side of the green is where my 3-putts are coming in, to where I'm hitting the green. I'm just hitting probably the farthest point away from the flag. And sometimes I'm not even that upset with the 3-putt. It's actually a good 3-putt from where I was, which is hard to say. But a lot of good lag putts. I've been rolling pretty well. Makes me a little nervous because I know we got a major and I'm going to have to get off a hot streak pretty soon. So I'm trying to get out a couple more times this week.
You to have a spring break like day just at major number 3 and then snap out of it for Genscope.
A spring break day where I take some time.
Where you throw up like a 92, 93.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that you like throw up like a 92, boom, I win the major. And then we sulk about it Wednesday. Maybe you sulk about it and I walk around much. And it's just the kick in the pants that I need, that basically we go to Jen's Cup. You're pissed off the world that, boom, you just lost to me, a horrible golfer at the time. And we just go and we roll through. You know what? Maybe I just throw up a 70s round down there. And maybe I throw up another low 80s round. Maybe by the time the end of Gents Cup comes, I'm knocking off 96s and 103s off of my record and dropping mine back down to a serviceable 11.
The only thing about Gents Cup, it's only 2 rounds where you're going to play your whole ball all the way through.
That is true.
And those are tournament-based rounds, so those scoring is going to be decided if we want to do it or not to go into the handicap. But if you do beat me on Wednesday, I probably don't want to be your partner on Thursday. I'll be 100% honest with you. We'll see how it goes. But let's talk about major.
But you will be my roommate. You will be my roommate Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and Saturday.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Although you're not riding down with me, so you already broke up with me once.
No, there's that.
Yeah, let's talk about major number 3. As everyone knows, because we had the commish on a couple episodes ago where we talk about the Gents Cup. It's a 32-man golf trip that's coming up in about, we're leaving here in about 10 days or so, next Wednesday on the calendar. And it's split into Ryder Cup format. So we get 4 rounds down at Kings Mill Resort, which we can't wait to. I can't wait. And I don't know if it's, I think I told somebody the other day, it's just maybe getting off work for 3 days or going down there to play a lot of golf with some good people. But on our way down, we are going to head to Williamsburg and we are going to play major number three at a golf course called Royal New Kent. It is the same golf designer as Tobacco Road. It's the same golf designer as Caledonia Hunt and Fish Club, which we played a few weeks ago in Myrtle. I played this course 15 years ago, maybe even more than that. And I have been looking at it. I'm going to go out on a limb and said you have not done as much golf course research. If I have looked at it a handful of times.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. I've been an associate member of this course for the last 5 years and I haven't even looked at it.
I'm an associate member of Augusta and anyway, but yeah, I know, and I remember 15 years ago. Now the day I played it, it was super windy. And I do remember before we went down, it told us that it was like one of the top three hardest courses in the state of Virginia.
Perfect course for me to break into the 70s on.
I think the courses we play are rated close to, I think Stone Lee's rated 139. I think from the whites, sub 6,000, it's a 141. From 1T Black, it's like a 146. And then from the tips, it was a 149.
I'm not scared.
It's not really to be scared about. We do need to decide where we're playing from. It was a big discrepancy in the overall yardages. I think I sent this to you, but from the yardages per hole,
yeah,
there was really only one hole where I felt like it added a lot to the hole. I think it made one par four instead of being like 410, which
we're also playing with a rather large group going down too. So I would say we probably can't lock it in, but I would say at the, I guess not the minimum, but at the minimum we're playing the whites. And then if we get into,
I don't think it's white, but I know what you mean.
We could always talk to the people that are playing. And if one group wants to play the blues and that's the one we're going to decide on as well, we can always jump in with them and then play that blue.
Yeah, no, I know we're not going to be able to lock it in, and I 100% going down the bigger group and everything, but the only hole that made a big difference, it was like a 410 par 4, which don't get me wrong, that's a bigger par 4 than I know we like to play 62 to 65, 65 being on the bigger side, but that was the only one, and that made that like a 440, and don't get me wrong, 440 is big, but all that means is we're hitting driver 7-8 iron in. It doesn't, now if we hit, obviously,
right.
If we hit a 300 yard hole, we hit it bad, we're still hitting 5 iron in on some of the shots.
Exactly.
But it's carry things. It's things you got to carry is what I've seen on it. And so we'll have to look at it when we get down there. I've looked a little bit. I can't say I've looked a lot, but I have been a couple times, gone through Grant and went through the GPS just because I was trying to see how much I remembered. The only hole I really remembered was 18 because it's an island fairway. I actually thought every hole was like that, but it's like not. It was only 18.
An island fairway.
Fairway, like you hit out to an island.
So the Gambler?
Very similar, yes.
Oh, man. Very similar. I had a bad go on the Gambler.
You did. You took the gamble and lost. So
that was the last tin cup moment I had.
With
that,
me?
That was legit. You telling me you can go over there and drop. And I was like, I can make this shot. 3 balls in the water later.
So let's decide. Let's decide now. Now, we're not going to decide tees. I get that. But what are we playing? Are we going to go stroke play?
I think we go stroke play, but we obviously I'm catching strokes, obviously.
Yeah, we're going to have to go stroke play and then obviously our handicap. I think when I tried to put it in, I'm a 7 handicap, and it had me at a 9.
That means it's going to have me at an 18 or 19.
Yeah, and that does worry me. I'd be absolutely lying to you if that's, I said that doesn't worry me quite a bit. But I picture a lot of sunken fairways with like high mounds on the sides, but you have to go a lot of blind shots is what I'm picturing I watched the one, like, they something on their website, they had a course flyby, which it really didn't give me too much, but I watched it once during one of my classes, and I was like, that's interesting. And then I watched three holes, and then that was about it. And then I had to go do something. So I think
I'll do my research probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You won't.
I will.
You won't, and then we'll stand on the first tee, and you'll hit driveway. You'll hit driver. You'll take a nine on the first hole, and then you'll be playing catch up the rest of the way.
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
We're actually, but all right, so we're
should we? What did we do? We did match play in South Carolina.
Yeah.
We did Stableford in North Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's time for a stroke play. Yeah, we might.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think it that is the word. Yeah, I think we do stroke play. I think we have to. I think we'll give shots and go ahead and just play us both getting pops. And meaning I'll get my 7, 8, whatever it has me, 9, whatever it has me at. And then you'll get your 17.
See, that plays well. That plays well for you, though.
Yes. It doesn't.
How about this? What if we just the holes that I stroke on that you don't, I get pops. Everything else is straight up.
You mean I have to play straight up and you get 9 shots?
Exactly. Hey, you're pretty confident. If you're scared, say you're scared.
I'm not scared. It
sounds like you're scared.
I'm not scared for a couple reasons. One is I followed your round the other day. And you said, oh, I played lights out until 16. And then I looked up that you shot 95. I was like, that's a tough lights out to say you were there. I understand you got to think.
No, I didn't say I played lights out. I said I didn't have a blow up until 16.
It was, you played really well. No, I don't know. Even pops. But we can do that. We'll figure that out.
You really don't think
we'll figure out what we
do. Even though we're not riding down together, you don't think there's going to be a phone call that we're going to basically be in the same car?
I don't know. You basically broke up with me not wanting to ride down, so I wasn't really sure. I was just crushed when I got that motion, that text that we weren't doing that, because we've been only talking about this for about 10 months. So
I know, but then I scheduled a chiropractor appointment on the morning, and then I also have to.
So that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me. It's the getting. I think it's the getting back that threw me off. But that's fine.
Getting back early is all get out for Brody swim lessons.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to get back for the little guy. He loves jumping off he loves doing the running jumps with me.
I get it. Don't get me wrong. I was there, and I've also learned 9 years later that he won't remember on Monday. He won't remember Sunday. So, yes, I do have a guess. But
I don't know. My
daughter. Trying to see your text.
My daughter's like an elephant. She never forgets.
Yeah, he said he shot 96 and blew up on 16.
See, told you.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I said.
Yeah, when I see 96 out. And I only. You didn't. I took it at, but when you sit 96 and you only blew up on 16, you also blew up on 3 or 4 other holes. But
no, I had a 7 I got on. You. I had a 7 on 9. I had a 6 on 5, which is double bogey, and then I had a 9 on a par 4 on 16. But if you take away that 9, and I think one other hole I double bogeyed on the back, I shot a 41 on the back. If you take those two holes away, if you make them a bogey,
if I remember right, you had like a 2-hole or 3-hole stretch on the front that even if you cut in half, and then you had a 3-hole stretch on the back. If you cut that in half, you would have been like 88, 89 type thing. No, I know. And I'm your biggest supporter, but at the same time, I want to win my majors as well, too. So. I don't know if it's just that I want to win. It's just I don't want to lose to you.
There's zero chance that at this point in time in my career or at this point in time in my game that you're going to talk me into being straight up. I can tell you that much.
Two years ago,
even though I knew you were probably 6 strokes ahead of me, I would always play you straight up. And right now I'm just not. Well,
the difference is 2 years ago, I kept my handicap not on the grant, so we didn't follow basically every round that we played.
That's true.
And we also, I didn't play a lot. I wasn't playing a lot, But I still had the, oh, I don't really care until I'm 13 holes in. I'm like, oh man, I'm only six over. Maybe I can shoot in the 70s because I had zero expectations. The difference now is I am playing a lot, but I do have some high expectations when I go out there. But I am getting better just to understand a bogey is going to come. Sometimes a bogey is the best score, but I'm making a ton of birdies. I'm birdieing, even in nine holes, I'm birdieing one or two holes around right now. So if I can birdie four or five and only bogey four or five, then maybe I can hit one of my goals of that even par round. I don't know. We haven't even hit summer season yet. So I don't know. I am still pretty positive about mine. I know overall feeling about it is probably still up there in about a nine out of 10, hitting my goals. What's your feeling?
I'm going to say that my goals are simple. My goals aren't super. A 70s round is still seven over in a round. So if
you play a 71, who knows? That's eight. That's eight.
Exactly. That's eight. So I'm still thinking that I'm like a seven, a high seven, really, now that I'm starting to think less and feel more like less, like just go with the flow type thing. Like I feel more natural that I'm swinging it. I think for the last 2 or 3 months, I've been going out and I've been playing golf, basically feeling uncomfortable the entire time. Like I've never been comfortable in my swing, and I've been trying to change everything and have a gazillion thoughts. And then finally, when I just say, throw caution to the wind and let's go back to how I was swinging it when I felt like I was comfortable, when I felt like I could repeat this motion time and time and time again, and then add into it everything that I've been doing in the weight room and whatnot to improve like my body for swinging and making it seem like I'm swinging
effortlessly.
Yeah, there you go. Effortlessly. And still being able to hit the ball further than I was before. I'm happy with that. So it could be dangerous once I get some stuff dialed in.
So I will say, yes, I do think the 70s round is something you can get to. I think the other one is going to be the more challenging one. Up to about a couple weeks ago, I know you weren't feeling comfortable because you weren't actually playing golf. You were talking about playing golf, but you weren't getting out very often. So I do think the hitting that single digit, that's going to be the one that you're going to have to play. And that kind of takes us to the summer season.
Summer stretch is going to be crucial.
It's going to be big. It's going to be big. So the summer stretch, we talked about this and we can lock this in. Starting June 16th, which we hit our summer season, till August 24th, which until we go back to our daily grind, we got to at least try to get out one round a week. And if you get multiple rounds that week, we'll have a head-to-head matchup where it is first round.
You have to announce the week.
I don't think it's first. It's the first round of the week. It's the first round. You can't go out there with a 98 and say, I'm not counting this one because I'm going out the next day, and you make it out of the way.
No, I'm saying you have to announce it as being your round. Because let's face it, I can say, if I go out and I shoot a 75, guess what? But I didn't announce it. It doesn't count.
That's why it's the first round of the week. That solidifies that 75. And then the only thing we have to figure out, what's the first round of the week? Is that Sunday or is that a Monday?
Monday's the first day of the week. I don't care. That's how you track your runs too, which baffles me and has baffled me for a year and a half now. Your weeks are Sunday to Saturday, and it just baffles me.
Well, I could give you some reasons, and I'll keep them off air just because of my faith and the Lord rest on Sunday.
I get that. I get that.
But yes, that is how my week is.
You and Chick-fil-A.
Me and Chick-fil-A. I'll stay to myself on that one. So we'll go Monday for you.
The day after the Lord's Day.
All right. So basically after the weekend. I'm good with that. So we start on Monday, which is fine because I plan on playing a lot of Monday rounds. At least I know I'm set to get something in. But yeah, so we'll go. And then out of the, I believe it's 10 weeks, the winner of that stretch, if it's 10, and if we come down to a tie, we'll have to figure out how to break that up. But we'll figure that out as we get there. you get a point towards our World Series of Golf that we're playing out of 7 points. After Major 3, that could be my winner there, but we'll see on how that works out. So it's about
Are we going gross or net?
We haven't.
I know, but we haven't etched that in stone. We haven't recorded it for the fans here. You got to know our Twitter and our Instagram is going to be blowing up, being like, "You guys doing gross? You guys doing net? What's going
on?" Well, I don't think it would be fair if I didn't give you strokes.
I think that would be rather gracious of you. Hey, for being such a religious man that you are, that should be gracious of you.
If you want to play straight up, I will take that bet every day of the week.
We're going net.
No, so it'll be whatever your course, whatever the grant gives you.
And if we happen to play Monday round together, it's a head-to-head.
Yeah, it's a head-to-head. It's a head-to-head. We can make that work, too. I could head your way anytime.
I haven't used any of my free rounds yet. I still have all my guest passes.
You've played, what, 3 rounds all year, so you should have all your guest passes.
I've played more than that.
Outside of Myrtle.
Yeah, I played more than 3.
All right.
I've played your course 3 times. I played Jack's course twice.
It's a good course. I will say I have some additions to the bag that, I mean, I'm going to keep to myself until we get the Gents Cup, but yeah, it's been good. Sideline swap, as what I told you about the other day, where I do have none of my extra clubs that you love to joke around, that I have a couple bags in my garage.
Good for you.
They are gone. And I have upgraded the bag. Some good stuff in there. Hopefully be looking good when we get down to the Major number 3 and then head our way to Kings Mill afterwards.
Do you still have the head covers that you love to point out to me?
No, I got mine back.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I had to send the Fairway Fit head covers and the guy redid everything for me. I actually just got them back, I think, Friday. They're sitting arm's length away from me right now. They're not on my bag, but they will be. It's been a busy weekend. But when we do finish up our series, our World Series of Golf, I do think we need to lock in a trophy. Go ahead and get that ordered. We don't need to engrave my name on it yet, but we'll wait until I finalize it, probably after Major 3 in the season points. And then we'll lock in Major 4, Major 5, and our final major, which will be the 5th major of the year. And we'll go from there.
Should we saw off the golfer on the top and put a hockey player in it?
Hockey player.
Make it like Happy Gilmore's trophy, like his dream trophy?
Yeah. It's a great trophy. Like, just take this goofy golfer guy off the top. But we'll lock those in. I do think we could probably start talking when we get maybe done. Well, I'd say on the way down the Gents Cup, but you're not riding down with me. So maybe when we get to Gents Cup.
No, we'll talk.
We'll talk about
what else am I going to do? Listen to Shakira on the way down or something?
I don't know what you planned on. You shut me out. So that's what it is. But what do you got planned for the next 10 days? We are 10 days away from traveling. We head down Wednesday morning. It's Sunday evening right now. What are you thinking of? Do you got any plans to play this week? Practice this week? What do you got going to get yourself ready? Number 3.
I literally did this afternoon as I put a 10-day plan together. And I'm back. I'm literally back hooked on my grind with as soon as the last couple of weeks where I started going 7 days a week again. I'm going to stick with my normal plan this week. So I'm going to hit my lower body on Monday and run 2 miles or so. I'm going to hit upper body and run 3 miles on Tuesday. I'm going to hit an explosive workout, lots of plyometrics, lots of box jumps and everything like that on Wednesday. Hit another upper body day on Thursday and get some miles in. I'm also going to run on Wednesday, obviously. Friday has been like my strict golf workout where I do every single golf movement weighted. Everything's weighted on Friday as well as run. Saturday, I'm just going to run. Here it is. Sunday, I'm going to jump back into it. I'm going to hit another leg day. Monday is going to be upper body. Tuesday is going to be my plyometric day. And then Wednesday, we're just going to get up early, butt crack of dawn, go for my run. I'm not going to work out. I'm going to save the workout until we get down to Kings Mill because I researched it and the gym looks baller down there. Med balls, TRX, they have squat racks. They have platforms there for doing Olympic lifts. Like, it is not your normal hotel gym.
Yeah, like, you could take a lot of frustration out after losing round major number three in the weight room. You could probably set some PRs in the weight room that day because you might be a little frustrated.
I'm be looking like Latimer from
Latimer.
Lots of people can gain 35 pounds of muscle if they just hit the gym hard and over the summer. But no, I'm going to save my workout for that evening real quick before the festivities start for Gents Cup kickoff. I know a lot of the guys that are going down there have talked a lot about joining in on workouts. I'm not sure. It might just be me in there. I might bring my roommate along.
Whoa. No. You're going to be with that too. Oh my gosh.
There was a couple mornings in Myrtle where I worked out by myself.
That's because you went at 6:30 in the morning and we were playing and I stretched in the room. That was the difference.
No, I would go there earlier than that.
There you go. You made it up.
But that's the plan for now. I'm still going to... Beautiful week this week, so I'm gonna try and hit the range all 5 days. I might try and sneak out Saturday morning for maybe 9 holes, depends on it. Elise is no longer in dance class. She had her last dance class this past weekend, so we don't have any
recital.
No recital on this one. You get what you paid for. With a cheap little ballerina class. We got a little certificate. It was cute. She loved it. It was awesome. Good. It was well worth it. But I might try and sneak out Saturday morning before we head to Grandma and Grandpa's house for the summer kickoff event that they do in their town, I guess you can call it, and try and sneak out 9 holes. If not, maybe it'll at least be a longer range session where I'll be able to hit some balls, putt, chip, everything, whole 9 yards. Sunday's just going to be a run and get back to it. Like I said, Sunday's going to be the lift and the run after Brody's swim class, obviously. But then going to go down there, 7:30 in the morning. I got a nice chiropractor appointment. I'll be done with that by 7:45, get on the road, head down to Royal New Kent and win major number three. It'll be like me heading in from lockdown like Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, you see how he ended up on the week. Didn't quite become himself. Although he did shoot that pretty well the same day it all happened.
Dude, how would you feel if you slept on a concrete bench all night?
It wasn't all night. He was only in lockup for 2 hours.
Yeah, so take a solid nap.
He was stretching in lockout, in lockdown. He said he started his stretching routine because he knew he was going to get to his tea time.
Friday Orange was pretty good, though.
Yeah, it was. I do think more on that will come out later on in the news.
Did you happen to see that post that somebody said that they had a picture of Ricky Fowler in his full orange getup? They said Scotty Scheffler has a chance to do something magical today. Let's see if he does it.
Yeah. Oh, no. I almost screenshotted that and sent it to you so you can know what to look like at the end of the year. The best one was
I can't mimic his hair.
The best one was the guy has a baby. A few weeks ago, goes out for a long golf trip, gets arrested, and shoots the round of his life that same day. That's a typical golf weekend for most guys because that's what golf trips are when you get out and somebody gets arrested. So. Hopefully that won't happen to anybody down at Kings Mill as we're down there. But yeah, hopefully. Hopefully not. So I'm going to stick to my same plan. I've been doing a lot of upper-lower and then upper-lower. And then one day a week I just do a longer run. So four days in the weight room, added stretching and mobility at the end of each workout. Thursday is my longer run with just stretching and mobility. Try to add in mobility stretching throughout the day and go through it. I do have I am going to play a little bit. I'm at least going to play on Wednesday and then try to get out maybe 9 holes again on Thursday. After that, I do have quite a bit going on over the weekend, so I'm not sure if I'll get out until we head down to Royal New Kent more than just a range session. What is nice is being able to slide over for even if it's 20, 30 minutes of just chipping and putting. I do try to work that in. I just steal one of the kids. That's my outlet.
I mean, if you can – and. With your kids, they're old enough to be the ball fetchers and place it down right here.
Well, they actually hit. So it's actually pretty good. It's even better than what you're saying.
I get it. I love it too. Like I have Elise out here when I'm putting, but I putt one ball and then she's let me try. She putts 4 or 5 in a row. And then she's, I don't want to do this anymore. And then as soon as I pick up the club and put one more ball, she's like, oh, let me try again. I say no. And it's like I get nothing done. So most of the time, my putting in the garage on my little mat and comeback $20 putting mat that I have is basically usually done at probably about 11:30 midnight.
Nothing wrong with that too. That's I'm telling you, I don't know how it's not in your class. I'm really shocked on how it's just not rolled out in the weight room or in the wrestling room for 20-30 minutes either. You can definitely knock out 20 minutes of putting is a lot of putts. It's a lot of putts.
Oh yeah.
And especially like I do a lot of the 6 foot drills where you're just trying to, I'll hammer 56 footers and try to make 80% of them, if not try to make more, because it's the same shot over and over and have it down. And then the gate drill, there's a lot of good drills just to do putting, then just lag putting for a while.
The difference in that is I usually practice 56 foot putts just because that's usually where I'm at.
Yeah, but no, you're not there. You're 56 feet and you leave it 6 feet. So you have to make the second putt.
True.
That's the thing that people don't get. Yeah, you can practice 30 footers, but when you don't make, you only making 10, 15% of them. If that, you've got to make the 3 to 5 footer coming back. For me, it's a lot of times when I leave it short because I'm not getting it to the hole. But yeah, I'm going to keep that to the weight room workout a couple times a week and then probably have to pack up, drive down there by myself. I don't go to the chiropractor because I've never been to one. I haven't really thought about the Wednesday on the way down. I don't know what time we're playing. Or anything.
Everything's looking at about, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I knew getting the King's Mail wasn't until evening time where we can check in and get everything going.
But I looked it up. Royal New Kent is literally 20 minutes away.
Yeah, it's on the way. It's on the way. I know it's Williamsburg. I know it's Richmond side of Williamsburg.
So. And who knows? Maybe I'll get a workout in on Wednesday night after our round and maybe go hit some balls as well.
I'm all down.
Freshen up for Thursday's kickoff.
Yeah. Now I'm looking forward to our big trip. We are going to be back probably one more time before we head down there. We'll talk in. We'll highlight a little bit about what we're looking forward to. I think the matchups come out with the Ryder Cup match, Ryder Cup style that we're doing. So we should have the matchups coming up. But
those should come out this week.
That's what I'm assuming. And I'm looking forward to it. I think we are. I think you are as well, too. It's a nice little getaway. Play a nice golf course. I've heard some really good things about it. Heard some so-so things about it, but from the source I'm getting it from, I'm pretty excited. I think it's going to be a really good time. I've heard it's very resort style, so it's actually pretty wide open and scoreable.
Any golf course with 32 of your buddies that are all good guys, and whether they're a great stick or not, 32 great guys out on a golf course together. And after the round, you got another 8 to 10 hours of just talking about the round. There's nothing better than that type of golf trip.
No, I'm 100% looking forward to it. And a lot of guys, like I said, in our past interview with the commissioner or the commish that I haven't seen in a couple of years that were good high school buddies. So getting back to seeing some of them, some seeing even some kids that one kid that I used to coach is going to be fun to talk to as well too. So I'm looking forward to it. I know we are. We'll be back in about a week or time to narrow down some of the things we're going through. Maybe we'll be paired up together on our team. Maybe we won't. If we are, I know we'll be
either way, we're on the same team. So we're trying to raise that cup at the end of the weekend.
We are definitely, but we'll go from there. So good talking to you, Greg. I think we will wrap things up and man, I can't wait for about 10 days from now, but I'll see you on here in about a week, and we'll talk about the Gents Cup one more time before we head down.
I'm excited.
Yeah, talk to you then.